Figures 118 to 133 illustrate instrument approach procedures for airports located in Iowa, California, Colorado, Georgia, Michigan, Oklahoma, Nebraska, Alabama, Ohio, Utah, Arkansas, Virginia, and Massachusetts. Figure 118 is the ILS runway 12 left procedure for Des Moines International Airport, Des Moines, Iowa, Delta Sierra Mike. In the minimum section, the straight-in localizer 12 left minimum descent altitude is 1,360 feet for all four approach categories A, B, C, and D. The minimum altitude of 1,360 feet applies if the glide slope becomes inoperative. Figure 119 is the ILS runway 24 right approach to Los Angeles International Airport, LAX. In the profile view, 2,200 feet is indicated as the glide slope intercept altitude. The glide slope intercept altitude is the final approach fix for precision approaches and is designated by a lightning bolt symbol. For non-precision approaches, the final approach fix is designated by the Maltese cross. Figure 120 is the ILS runway 35 right approach, Category 2, to Denver International Airport, Delta Echo November. The symbol in the upper right-hand corner of the plan view represents a minimum safe sector altitude within 25 nautical miles of the Denver VORTAC. Also, in the profile view, the final approach fix intercept altitude is 7,500 feet MSL. Figure 121 shows the ILS runway 30 right approach for Des Moines International Airport, Delta Sierra Mike. During the ILS runway 30 right procedure at Delta Sierra Mike, the minimum altitude for glide slope interception is 2,500 feet MSL. The MDA that would apply should the glide slope become inoperative is 1,320 feet MSL. When the ILS glide slope is inoperative, the straight-in localizer minimums apply. Figure 122 is the ILS runway 8 left approach to Atlanta International Alpha Tango Lima. Below the airport sketch is the timing table for the distance between the final approach fix and the missed approach point. That distance is indicated just above the timing table on the first row. Final approach fix to missed approach point, 5.2 nautical miles. Figure 123 is the VOR DME Alpha approach to Baldwin Municipal 7 Delta 3, Baldwin, Michigan. The minimum navigation equipment required to complete this approach is one VOR receiver and DME. The symbol in the lower right-hand part of the plan view represents a minimum safe sector altitude within 25 nautical miles of the White Cloud VORTAC. The minimum safe sector altitude indicated is 2,800 MSL. The symbol in the middle of the MSA circle indicates the type of navigation aid upon which the altitude is based. The statement above the circle indicates White Cloud VORTAC Hotel India Charlie as the facility identifier for the MSA. Figure 124 shows the localizer runway 35 approach procedure for the Duncan Halliburton Field in Duncan, Oklahoma, Delta Uniform Charlie. It shows a teardrop course reversal coming from the Duncan VORTAC out the 155 degree radial and then turning to the right to intercept the inbound 352 degree course for the localizer. This course reversal must be made within 10 nautical miles of the Duncan VORTAC. When a teardrop procedure turn is depicted on the chart, and if a course reversal is required, only the teardrop procedure can be executed. It must be flown as depicted on the chart. The point on the teardrop procedure where the turn inbound is initiated is determined by the DME and the timing to remain within the 10 nautical mile limit. Figure 125 is the ILS runway 17 right approach to Lincoln Municipal Airport, Lincoln, Nebraska, Lima, November, Kilo. This procedure turn must be flown as depicted on the chart. If cleared for the ILS runway 17 right approach at Lincoln Municipal, and you cross the Lincoln VOR at 5,000 feet MSL, you can start a descent to 3,000 feet immediately upon crossing the VOR, as long as you are established in the teardrop. Once you are cleared for the approach and established on the published route segment, you may descend to the published altitude. The initial approach fix at the top of the plan view is Tango Oscar Uniform Hotel Yankee. If cleared for the straight-in localizer 17 right approach from over Tango Oscar Uniform Hotel Yankee, it means that you should begin your final approach without making a procedure turn. Figure 126 is the ILS runway 31 approach to Dothan, Alabama, Delta Hotel November. Figure 126 depicts the Category C circling approach minimums with DME minimums at 860 feet, 1.5 statute miles visibility. That MDA is increased 20 feet without DME minimums and becomes 880 feet MDA, 1.5 miles. DME minimums are based on the ability to identify the Winegrass Vortac Romeo-Romeo Sierra 2.5 DME step-down fix, as shown on the profile view. The initial approach fix depicted in the lower right-hand corner of the plan view is Oscar Alpha Lima Delta Yankee. If you're cleared for a straight-in localizer approach from over Oscar Alpha Lima Delta Yankee, it means that you can begin the final approach without making a procedure turn. Figure 127 is the NDB runway 28 approach to Lancaster Fairfield County Airport in Lancaster, Ohio, India 15. The initial approach fix to the east is the Zanesville VOR, Zulu Zulu Victor. The published altitude from Zanesville to Crissy Intersection is 2,700 feet. From Crissy Intersection to the final approach fix, the published altitude is 2,700 feet. From over the final approach fix, Kaser, a descent can then be made to the MDA. If cleared for the NDB runway 28 approach to Lancaster Fairfield over Zulu Zulu Victor VOR, the flight would be expected to proceed straight in from Crissy, descending to MDA after Kaser. Figure 128 is the VOR runway 36 approach to Price Carbon County, Price, Utah, Papa Uniform Charlie. The altitudes in the MSA symbol in the lower right-hand portion of the plan view provides safe clearance above the highest obstacle in the defined sector, out to 25 nautical miles. The altitudes are based on at least 1,000 feet of clearance above the highest obstacle. The approach is based on the carbon VOR and utilizes the radial 095 as an initial approach fix. You may descend to 8,000 feet once established on the 10 DME arc, and you may start your descent from 8,000 feet when established on the Papa Uniform Charlie radial 186 from 6,400 feet at the 4 DME fix and from 6,180 feet when landing requirements are met. DME is identified by a single coded tone every 30 seconds. You can determine if the DME at Price Carbon County Airport is inoperative because the airborne DME may appear normal, but there will be no tone. Figure 129 is the RNAV runway 36 approach to Little Rock Adams Field Airport, Little Rock, Arkansas, Lima, India, Tango. The minimum airborne equipment required to be operative for the RNAV runway 36 approach at Adams Field is any approved RNAV receiver. The approach is based on a straight-in from Pine Bluff or a procedure turn at Labor Waypoint, Lima Alpha Bravo Echo Romeo. The waypoint labor is identified by a box indicating labor is an initial approach fix. Under the name labor are the coordinates of the fix itself, and underneath the coordinates is the frequency, the identifier, and the radial end distance from the reference facility. In this case, it is the Little Rock VOR, Lima India Tango, 198 degrees, 8 nautical miles. When executing the RNAV Runway 36 approach at Adams Field, the missed approach point is identified when the to-from indicator changes. The missed approach procedure is to fly directly to the bendy waypoint. The holding pattern depicted is left-hand turns, and the inbound heading is 050 degrees. When arriving at the missed approach waypoint, bendy, a turn should be made to enter the holding pattern using the teardrop entry. If executing this approach procedure from over labor, the indication you should get when it is time to turn inbound while in the procedure turn is 4 DME from labor, as per the 4 nautical mile depiction on the procedure turn at labor. The vertical descent angle and rate of descent required on final approach can be found by looking at the profile view and determining the vertical approach angle is 2.82 degrees. At a ground speed of 105 knots, you can reference legend 21 and opposite the 2.8 degree row down from the 105 knot column is 520 feet per minute vertical descent rate. At a ground speed of 105 knots, the vertical descent angle and rate of descent on final approach required is 2.82 degrees, 520 feet per minute. Figure 130 is the LDA Runway 6 approach to Roanoke Regional Airport, Roanoke, Virginia, Romeo Oscar Alpha. The LDA Runway 6 approach at Roanoke features a localizer directional aid, which is offset from the runway, not aligned with the center line. LDAs may have straight-in minimums published up to 30 degrees between the runway and the course. Where the alignment exceeds 30 degrees, circling minimums only are published. The minimum section contains minimums for the straight-in LDA approach with a glide slope, the straight-in LDA approach without a glide slope, and circling minimums. The procedure turn has two restrictions. The first is depicted in the profile view in the note in the upper left-hand corner, remain within 10 nautical miles, referencing clam intersection. The second restriction is that the procedure turn is depicted on the north side of the approach course, with a right turn. The restrictions require, 1, you remain within 10 nautical miles of clam intersection, and 2, on the north side of the approach course. Restrictions regarding the circle-to-land procedure are indicated by a note underneath the minimums section, indicating circling not authorized northwest of runway 624. In the profile view, the glide slope intercept altitude is shown as 4,500 with a single asterisk. The single asterisk alongside the glide slope intercept altitude in the profile view refers you to the note specifying that 4,200 MSL is the altitude when the glide slope is not used. How should you identify the missed approach point for the SLDA-GS-6 approach to Roanoke Regional? Arrival at 1,540 feet on the glide slope. Figure 131 is the VOR DME RNAV Runway 4 right approach to Boston Logan Airport, Bravo Oscar Sierra. No additional equipment is necessary other than VOR, DME, and RNAV to conduct this approach. The approach plate contains a note in the upper portion just below the frequencies. When control tower reports tall vessels in approach area, increase the straight-in runway 4 right Category A visibility to RVR 4000. The profile view shows the missed approach waypoint as 0.5 nautical miles from Rolsi waypoint. What determines the missed approach point for the straight-in VOR DME RNAV 4 right approach? 0.5 nautical miles to Rolsi waypoint. The missed approach instructions in the upper right-hand corner of the chart indicate a climb to 3,000 via the 0.33-degree track to Waxin waypoint and hold. The upper right-hand corner of the airport sketch indicates the available landing distance for runway 4 right is 8,850 feet. Figure 133 shows the ILS Runway 9 approach to Riverside Municipal Airport, Riverside, California, Romeo Alpha Lima. The upper left-hand part of the plan view shows three initial approach fixes, Pomona, Piro, and Seal Beach. If radar vectoring or the three initial approach fixes are not utilized, how should you reverse your course to get established on the inbound course to the ILS Runway 9 approach? You would proceed to the Swan Lake Outer Marker intersection and make the appropriate entry to the depicted holding pattern as shown on the plan view. In the event your marker beacon receiver becomes inoperative during this approach, you can substitute the Swan Lake intersection for the outer marker and use the published minimums. The minimum section for the straight-in localizer approach to runway 9 shows 1,260 feet 1/2 mile for categories A and B and 1,160 feet with 1/2 mile for categories A, B, and C localizer VOR minima. The lower minima are the result of utilizing a step-down fix. Agnes intersection, Paradise 032 degree radial on the localizer. To utilize the published step-down fix, two VOR localizer receivers are recommended to obtain the MDA of 1160 feet when making the straight-in localizer 9 approach. If cleared for the straight-in ILS runway 9 approach, the minimum altitude descent procedure from Seal Beach VORTAC would be descend and maintain 3,000 from Seal Beach to JASER intersection. Descend to 2,500 while established on the localizer course inbound. Intercept and maintain the glide slope to 991 feet decision height. What type of entry is recommended for the missed approach holding pattern at Riverside? The missed approach procedure takes you directly to the Paradise VORTAC. You would arrive on or approximately on the 078 degree radial, which when arriving at the VORTAC, you make your right turn outbound and you enter via the direct entry sector.